A salesman sells based on what he owns, sadly. This is Dr. Herbert Albari, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A salesman sells based on what he owns. Sadly, but true. This is what every one of us are. Every human being is a salesman. We are selling the world based on what we own. Salesman sells based on what he owns. Now, what do we own? Do we own this body that we're in? Do we own this world that we're in? Do we own this environment that we're in? Do we own this house or this car or this clothing? What do we own? What do we possess? What possesses us? We are owned by everything that we possess and everything that possesses us. And this is what we sell to the world. We do. We sell to the world our attitudes and our experiences based upon who we are. I read an article about handshaking, and it was quite an interesting article. It's an article that I was aware of, the technique of handshaking, for a long time, and what handshaking means. And they said that one should shake hands with a very positive, very beautiful way, because shaking hands that way was beneficial. Just as a salesman sells based upon what he owns, our handshake says things about us. Nobody likes a limp handshake, but you probably don't realize just how much we communicate. We probably just don't realize how much we communicate through our hands. There's a fail-safe handshake, which a connection connects the web between the index fingers and the thumb firmly into the other person's hand and pump two or three times. This is confident and always appropriate. Now, that's a natural handshake, and that's a handshake that says what you want to say. Another handshake is a rubber glove handshake. While shaking hands, cover the other person's hand with your left hand, a favorite of politicians and clergy. This should only be used with someone you know well, as they say. But really, it should only be used by someone who knows himself well, because you are greeting the other person with all of you. You are putting all of you into the other hand by really giving yourself totally to it. Now, some people have the Queen's handshake, offering just the tips rather than the palm, indicates a sense of superiority. That's not really what you want to do. There's the dead fish. A limp handshake conveys weakness and a lack of self-confidence. And then there's the Terminator, turning the grip so that your hand is on top is a sign of aggression. And, of course, this is not what you really want to do. There are rules for meeting and greeting that show how we are trying to sell what we are, how we're trying to put across the measure of who we are. And they say you should always be ready to indicate a handshake, demonstrating your eagerness to meet the other person. Although etiquette rules once dictated you should wait for a woman to offer her hand, this is no longer true. You offer your hand at the time of greeting or leaving or any other time. Make sure you're standing up and you shake hello or goodbye. It shows respect for yourself and respect for the other person. And look the other person in the eye. It's like when you're drinking a toast to another person, you just don't drink an abandoned toast to the air. You look in the other person's eye and say, God bless you. I love you. Bon appetit. And you're speaking about it. Now, you can have water, you can have wine, you can have nothing. You can just have an empty glass because you're toasting the other person and you're saying, bon appetit. And the one who says you have to have something in your glass, well, that's just an indication of whether you're part of the party or not. And when you're not part of the party, you may have an empty glass. And if you're going to be part of the toast, then have something in your glass. That's a given, but not always done. Look the other person in the eye. Don't allow the handshake to linger too long, but you can show an extra bit of sincerity by holding the hand a second longer after the last pump. The art of shaking hands and the art of being yourself, selling yourself, are coexistent. They are one with the other. How do you do it? What do you have to sell? What kind of a salesman are you? When you go out in the world and you greet the world, what are you selling? Last night my dog was showing a lot of affection. Rex is a great big golden retriever, and he is too big to be a lap dog, but he doesn't know that. And our friend was visiting, and Charlie and Dorothea, and as they were visiting, they were sharing ideas and talking. Well, Charlie was sort of sitting back, not his usual effervescent self, but he was his usual enjoyable self. And Rex recognized that Charlie wasn't shining forth his usual effervescent self. So as we were sitting watching a video, Rex gets up on Charlie's chair, on top of Charlie, standing over him, looking down at Charlie as he is lying back in his chair, and saying, Charlie, you're a nice guy. Charlie, you're a wonderful guy. Charlie, you're great. And Rex was giving Charlie his handshake. And he wanted to sort of lay down right on top of Charlie and just sort of include him in his universal love. And Rex is a little bit heavy to be laying down on top of anybody because he's a big old boy. But Charlie and Rex came to terms. And Rex said, Charlie, I love you. And then he turned around and got off and got down on the floor and laid where he should. Now, you see, just as Rex realized that if he were to lay down on top of Charlie, Charlie would not really be too comfortable because having this 100-pound dog lying on top of him is not really what he wanted to do. But Rex recognized that, and Charlie recognized it. And Charlie petted Rex and was very kind to him, and Rex went on his way. He had done his handshake. He had done his greeting. He had sold himself on who he was and what he was doing. All of us are selling what we own, what we are. Just as Rex was selling his love to Charlie, so Charlie was selling his love to Rex. And the two of them had a wonderful bond for a few moments there that was just really quite lovely to see. What sort of a bond do we have? What are we selling? What sort of salesman are we? What product do we have? Do we have the product of unconditional love? If we do, that's quite wonderful. If we sell that product of unconditional love, everything works out great. The biggest product that we have to recognize in this world is that every single person in this world has value. Every single person in this world has value for whatever they are. Now, they may pretend to want to give up their value. They may pretend that they want to give up their opportunity and their rights to do different things. But the moment we allow them to do that, they are sliding downhill on their exit from this experience. And if that's what we want, then that's what we encourage. But that's not what life is all about. Life is all about encouraging each one of us at all times to be our best, to sell our best, put our best foot forward, to know how to act and how to be. Another article I'd seen recently was about how to be a good guest and how to be an international traveler and how to be a traveler at home, visiting friends, relatives, and whomever in your world. And in the article, what they pointed out was, if you will always be yourself, if you will always be your happy, wonderful, effervescent self, your joyful self, that then you make yourself into a most desirable guest. A guest who feels at home. I was talking about this the other day, and Anita pipes up. She says, you know, what makes me feel so happy is when I'm visiting with people and they just include me in their family and I am just one with them. And I said, well, you know, Anita, you make that quite easy, because you enter into the family wherever you go as though you belonged, as though you've been there all your life, as though they want you. You enter into their life as though you think they want you. And of course, what else can happen than that you are wanted? But you are a good guest. You get up and you help set the table. You get up and you do little things. And you also stay away from the table if you recognize that someone has that as their priority, as their project for themselves. But you see, to be a good guest, you have to like yourself. And when you like yourself, you are a good guest. Everyone likes you. They like what you're selling. They like that person that is being put on the marketplace there, that is being sold to them. And this is so important for all of us. It's so important for all of us. I have a very dear friend, Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman. She's one of our students, and she's one of our ministers in our church. She's here, and she's just a super lady. Well, Dorothea has moments when she feels a little relaxed. She wants to settle back. And of course, if a person in their 30s and 40s and 50s were to do that, we would think nothing of it. We'd say, well, you had a busy day. You're going to sit back and relax. Well, Dorothea feels she can never sit back and relax, because people will think that she's getting old. And she doesn't realize that she can sit back and relax and not do anything anytime she wants to, whether she is 5 years old, 10 years old, 50 years old, or 100. And this is what we all forget sometimes. We all forget that we're not putting on a show for somebody else. We do everything we like. And when we want to sit back and relax, we sit back and relax. And it's not because we're old or young, but it's because we want to sit back and relax. Now, Dorothy's 90, and we think, my goodness, a 90-year-old lady. But she is a spry young chicken. She is bounding about. Oh, she doesn't run as fast as she used to, but she gets around. And she has a good old time enjoying everything and enjoying everybody. But if we were to take away her enthusiasm or her opportunity or her encouragement that we or someone else gives her to be out there and be active and do something, soon she would slip away into her old age aspect and move on to some other dimension. Well, now, we're not in any hurry to have her do that. Not because we love her or don't love her, but because whatever attitude we show out to another person, that they're old, they're young, or they shouldn't do these things or should do these things, whatever attitude we show out, that's who we are. Now, Dorothy has a little red Jeep that she is so proud of. It's been her pride and joy all of her life. And she drives that thing whenever she can, and it's her possession, it's her joy. And when she can get in that Jeep and drive, she throws off the years and throws off the miles, and she just gets out there. She doesn't drive as fast as some of these young kids do, but who does drive as fast as these young kids do? And young kids, we had one young fellow come up here, and he came to the ranch, the monastery, and he wanted to learn about tractors and Jeeps, and he wanted to learn about cars and trucks, and he wanted to learn about golf carts and all these good things. And I said, one thing first. First, show me you know how to drive smoothly and beautifully on the level ground. And he did. He drove back and forth across the level plains of our 104 acres, just gently, smoothly, not thinking he's on some speedway racetrack, but he respected the equipment that he was using that we had. And he drove the golf carts, he drove the truck, he drove the tractor, he drove everything with such precision and such joy. And that was Jerome Souter, a super young boy. And he wasn't old enough to drive things yet, but he drove everything beautiful, and he drove it on our property. And Geraldo, he did too. He is from Switzerland also, and he was visiting, and he drove our tractors, and he drove our equipment before he was 16, and he just was absolutely fantastic. And Sabrina Souter, she did the same thing, but she drove like a lady. She drove with such dignity, with such charm, and she drove with such meaning that you watched her drive and you think to yourself, what a magic lady that is, and how wonderful it's going to be to see her as she grows up and drives with such queenliness. Yes, we show who we are. We show the world what we're selling. A salesman sells based on what he owns. And what do you own? You own your personality. You own your beingness, your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit. And this is what the world sees from us. This is what the world knows from us. And what are we going to sell? We're going to sell who we are. What is Dorothea selling? Dorothea is selling that she's a young spring chicken and that she's relaxed and slowing down just a little bit because it's pleasant for her to do so. Because all her life she's been up doing everything, and now she's just sort of taking it easy a little bit, but she's not stopping. She's not stopping. She still gets in her Jeep and takes it for a drive. She still gets in her world and scoots around like a young spring chicken that she is. And she'll be a young spring chicken until the day she moves to some other dimension. And that could be 100, 500 years, who knows when. Time is timeless, and there is no set date for anything in this world, except to live in the now and be ourselves and have fun. And that's the only thing we have to sell. That's the only thing that's worth selling. But is that what we believe? Are we playing a game that we are what the illusion says we are? We are 10 years older, 50 years older, 100 years old? Or are we playing the game that says, I am as young as I think I am. I am as dynamic as I think I am. I am as wonderful as I think I am. And I have a handshake that shows the world that I am not aggressive, and I'm not a limp fish, and I'm not a queen either, but I am a friendly, wonderful person. And if I am inclined to put my other hand over the hands that are shaking, then I do so, not because I'm a politician or a clergyman, but because I like myself and I like the person that I'm shaking hands with. I want to get snugly close in there and have that teddy bear hug, that teddy bear shake, and it is wonderful. I sell who I am, and it's good and very good. We always do sell who we are, and it is always good and very good. Have a good day. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.